Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good day. Don't forget me if I'm gone. But hey, this program is sponsored by Cleveland Flea Market, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation and someone to remember your name to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like what they're right.
Like a match factory ice cream. Oh my. Somebody get the man a glass of water.
Oh, check us out at paperclaymuscle.com. And now, before we forget, let's talk. How you doing, Dad?
I am just fantastic. However, I'm evidently a little forgetful. You know, I've been done well over, you know, 200 going on 300 shows. Sometimes they just blur a little bit together. So my apologies. I'm sure we'll get into it. But tonight's featured guest, who we'll introduce in a moment, I knew he had been on the show before, but what I failed to remember is that I was on the show with him. Because, you know, sometimes Kaylin is flying solo, sometimes I'm flying solo. So anyway, my bad. And I can't even blame competition brain for that because I'm not leaning out. So I don't have that. I don't have that to fall back on. Just one of those things, guys, one of those things. So I don't drag this out too much longer. Just a couple of things to touch base on here. So last show or two shows ago, and again, I should know this, but I don't quite remember. We had referenced that Clash of the Titans, formerly Northern States Natural Classic, promoted by Julie Marrier, that they weren't sure if they were going to be moving the date of that show or not. But the good news is they are officially keeping October 28th as the date of that show. They just don't have a location yet, or they're not announcing the location yet. So, you know, update there. You guys keep your eyes open for more information. But, you know, we're going to be talking about another show that's going on that weekend. So I felt like I needed to give the update, but don't feel like that's the only excitement going on, because there's definitely going to be much more. And, Kaylin, I'll let you cue us up for tonight.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Who is this? No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm having too much fun with this. Tonight's show, okay, guys, there's a lot going on, like Dad was saying. There's so much happening, and we're basically dealing, I guess, with I would call it a mood swing. But there was something that I posted yesterday that kind of changed the mood of everybody and had all kinds of questions flying our way. And so I decided to reach out and contact the person who had sent me said distinction of turning the mood around. And that was the NGA year-long calendar of natural athletes. And they were saying, well, basically I had people from the gym and also, you know, online asking if it's so bad and if things are so how do we have so many athletes that are so available and so ready to compete if everything is so bad? Why would anybody want to be involved with it? So I wanted to talk with John about this because, you know, he's been basically grinding it out, making sure that the natural athletes are addressed and taken care of. And he's doing all he can to make sure that the life that is there is a good life, it's healthy, and it's sustainable. So I'm going to introduce him, let him introduce himself again, and then we'll get started with the show.
Yeah, hi, this is John Agan, and I'm the promoter for the NGA Natural Peoria Championships. And Peoria, it's actually East Peoria, Illinois this year. It used to be in Washington at Five Points, but this year it's going to be at the Embassy Suites Conference Center in East Peoria, Illinois. And October 28th is the show date this year. And so, yeah, that's me.
Well, go ahead, Dad.
No, go ahead. It's all you, big guy.
Okay. Well, now, there's something that's been going on in the industry that I don't know what started it about. I understand that there's frustration with how everyone wants the industry to go. But, you know, there's that thing in the room, and we're not going to basically gloss over it because everybody's been hearing about it, is that natural bodybuilding debt. And, you know, like I said, when that calendar was placed and we did the shout-out to John, everyone was basically asking me at the gym, you know, how can it be in such a bad state if there's so much going on and so many people involved? Because you basically fall into what would be considered supply and demand. And if there's a demand for something, you supply what's being demanded, and there's plenty of people that are basically stepping up to bat. How can it be dying if there's so much life in it? So, John, I'll pass that to you, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, yeah. I think I understand where you're going with this line of question here. You're talking about the natural bodybuilding community kind of starting to fade away or fizzle out a little bit. Is that what you're basically saying?
That's the presumption of what's being portrayed, but from where I'm standing, it's far from the truth. It seems more like an inability for people to address it in a way that makes it more successful, but I don't see anything close to dead when you're talking about an industry that's thriving and you know, having so many competitors ready to compete. How can it die if there's so many people that are ready to step in and basically, you know, compete as competitors and promote? I'm just not following along the line of how this can be dying unless somebody's trying to basically kill it.
I'm not seeing it dying. From my perspective, I'm seeing it growing quite a bit. I mean, I know the Midwest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just speaking from the Midwestern perspective. I mean, just from the Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota area, firsthand, I can tell you that the number of shows that we're getting ready to queue up for next year is going to be pretty impressive. Got quite a few new shows coming online for 2018. And, you know, just in terms of Midwest Productions, which is the LLC that John Abraham and I started back in 2014, he and I were the original two partners for Midwest Productions for the NGA shows in this area. And just last year, Jack Halverson jumped on board for his USA Championship show in Madison. I know you're very familiar with, obviously, because you were there judging at the show. And we've also just recently had Courtney Mile. I'm sorry, I mispronounced her name. I fell into that trap. Courtney Mile. It's spelled like it should be pronounced Miguel, but it's actually Mile. And Lindsay Westfall, Courtney's looking at promoting a new show next year. Date hasn't been set yet. And the venue, I think she's kind of got the venue nailed down. And I think it's going to be in the Quad Cities area, I think she said. And that's supposed to be finalized here shortly. And then Lindsay Westfall has got a new show coming up that she's going to be get put there shortly, finalizing for next year as well. And that's going to be, I think she's already decided on a name. It's going to be the Northwest Iowa Championships. And that's just, so Courtney and Lindsay just joined the Midwest Productions team, and they're now partners with Jack and John and myself. And so we're going to have quite a few new shows coming up here for 2018. I know you know, obviously, Joe Manning. You guys are very familiar with Joe Manning's new show, at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Wisconsin Dells next year, that P4P Undefeated show.
Yeah,
I know that's another show. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Hey, I'll tell you what, when he posted about that show, and I'm like, that is a freaking cool idea. What a cool idea to have a show at a casino, you know? And I tell you what, that really inspired me to kick my venue up a notch or two, which is what I did, because, you know, I know you guys are familiar with Five Points at Washington, and it's not a bad venue, but I know you've commented on this to me in the past, Kaylin. You said, you know, it's not a bad venue. It's actually a really nice venue, but it's like in the middle of nowhere. It's like in a black hole. It's like hard to get to,
yeah.
Hard to find. It's kind of middle of nowhere. And you're right. It is. So, you know, this new venue I picked, the Embassy Suites Conference Center, it's very, very nice, right on the river. And it's centrally located. It's very easy to get to, easy access, easy to find. And I'm trying to streamline the entire process by having everything take place inside the same location. So it's all at the Embassy Suites. Everything's going to take place there. Check-in, hair and makeup, spray tanning, the show itself, morning and night show, after party, host hotel. Everything's going to be at the Embassy Suites in the same place. So people can literally park their car on Friday and not have to see their car again until they leave to go home on Sunday. So, but that, I got the idea from Joe, but I mean, you know, I was excited to see that new show that you know, that he's promoting, at the Ho Chunk next year. That was exciting. And,
I just love the name.
What's that?
I said, I just love the name. Ho Chunk.
Ho Chunk. It is
actually
kind of cool.
I mean,
kind
it all, It all sounds very exciting. Not just sounds. I think it is exciting. And even, you know, so we got a comment from a listener, Sheila, who saw your post about the the post about Kayla's post about their calendar at his gym, and she was asking, what does a competitor have to do to get into that? That looks so exciting. And it's because it is exciting.
Right.
And I know we've got a lot of confusion going out there because Bill and Dale and several other listeners, you know, they're having a hard time understanding why anyone would say that something that has so many organizations could be even close to death. And Dale, you know, is saying that there are such a large number of individuals dieting for fall competitions at his gym. You know, to him, that is not an indicator of a sport that is dying either. And so, you know, from my perspective, folks, so just to back this up a little bit, so there was a video that was put out by someone well-known in the industry, Mark Lobeliner, and he's been very present in natural bodybuilding, you know, and he also has a presence on the enhanced side as well. He supports bodybuilding as a whole. And from his perspective, because of some of the issues that the natural community is facing, and let's face it, we've all talked about it. We know it's there. We talk about it, but we don't talk about it from the perspective of it's going to kill the sport. We talk about it from the perspective of, you know what, these are some areas that we need to improve upon to make the natural community even stronger. But he is taking a look at it from the stance of, you know, you have these issues of so many organizations and no continuity on testing standards and so on and so forth. One organization has this set of rules, another organization has this set of rules, so on and so forth, and is looking at that as being something that also offers no continuity for athletes. Therefore, if you have all of these organizations who aren't on the same page, and how can athletes be on the same page, and how could a system like that ultimately thrive? And so in his mind, that equates to natural bodybuilding being dead. And, of course, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth. That's what I took away from his video. And in my opinion, I don't happen to see things that way. I mean, there are some people who probably side with him, but there are just as many who, from the other's perspective, are looking at it and saying, hey, well, yes, we do have all of these organizations. It could be confusing. Would there be more strength and solidarity? Possibly. That's something we want to explore. But in the meantime, with you as an athlete, what that presents to you are a lot of choices. If you don't happen to like this one organization for XYZ reason, or there's certain organizations that aren't very prevalent in your area, but two other organizations are, that just gives you more variety and more opportunity to compete. Whereas if you're in the NPC and you don't like what's going on in the NPC, that's all you've got is the NPC. So, I mean, you know, that's just two different sides of this equation. And I realize that I've kind of taken over the discussion there. Kaylin, Jonathan, anything you want to add to that?
I'll let you first.
I don't see it dying at all. I mean, my show, just in terms of my show alone, my show has been growing every year. I started off 2014 with a little over 70 competitors, and it's been steadily growing every year. I had at the high point last year, I had over 90 competitors registered for my show. You always lose a couple at the end, obviously, for injuries and other things that come up, you know, last minute stuff. But I had a total of, I think, 90. I can't remember exactly, but a little over 90 competitors total registrations last year, and it ended up with a little under 90, when it was all said and done. But, just based on the trends that from my show from 2014 on, I expect to have around 100 competitors by the time my show hits next month. And I mean, I'm over 40 competitors signed up right now, and I still got 6 weeks to go. So, and I get most of my entries usually in the last 6 weeks or so, So, I mean, I'm not seeing it on my show. I'm not seeing it dying down. It's been growing, unless I get, a really disappointing turnout last 6 weeks here leading up to the show, which hopefully won't be the case. As long as trends continue the way they have been, I should be in good shape. But, a lot of it, and if the show has low turnout, obviously there are shows out there that have low numbers and registrations, but I think in large part that's mainly because the promoters just aren't putting the energy or the time into promoting the show and aren't, using social media to their advantage as much as they could be or should be, to get the word out, and I understand people are busy and they got a lot of stuff going on in their personal lives and careers and everything. And, show promoting doesn't pay the bills and then put food on the table. It's more of a hobby really. So for most of these promoters, I think so, unless you're Leif Anderson, Leif Anderson's the case. He's got enough shows. He's pretty much it's a full time job for him. So I don't know if he's, But anyway, so point is that we all know how much time and effort Leif puts into his shows, because he's all over the place. He's everywhere. You can see him. If you blind, deaf, and not looking and not paying attention to not see what he's been doing, because he's been he's out there all the time, promoting his shows and coming up with new shows and everything else. So, but anyway, so, there are shows that are suffering, that have had low turnout, but I think in large part that's just mainly the fault of the promoter and not because they don't necessarily want to put the effort in, but they're just either too busy with other stuff or whatever, and just don't have time to spend promoting the show, which then maybe they shouldn't be promoting it then, but that's another subject, I guess. But I don't know. I'm not seeing it dying down myself, but I don't know, Kaylin, what do you think?
Well, and
can I answer that, Des?
Yeah, go ahead.
It sounds like you were to jump back in. What I see, and like I said, and I said this from the beginning, there were some people that were doing shows for the wrong reason, and of course they're going to get the wrong result for going about it the wrong way. And there was a post I made, and it comes from basically our Bible study class, and it says, you reap what you sow, more than you sow, and later than you sow. And basically what it's talking about is not just, what you're doing right now, but down the road and how many others are affected because of this one choice that you're making right now. And when you're talking about something growing, if you're not doing it with the intent for everyone to be involved in that growth, then there cannot be true growth, because it's basically limited. And if you limit growth, you stifle it. And if you stifle it, then it won't grow, and it definitely won't grow the right way. So when we're talking about an industry and you have people that have that passion, they're going to be successful because they have that passion. If you're going about it for the wrong reason, then of course it's going to suffer, because everything you're doing ensures the suffering. There's plenty of people that want to go to work, but if they don't plan to get up on time, if they don't plan to get it, there's a lot of preparation that goes into a day. There's a lot of preparation that goes into what you do. And if you're not prepared to have days where you get that flat tire and you're not giving yourself that time, then of course you're going to be late. It's no different in the industry. And you know, there's a lot of people that are suffering needlessly simply because they're not putting the preparation in to making sure it's going to be successful. And I think that's what John was touching on. And we're getting to a point where they're being weeded out by not being able to sustain what's basically being put before them because they're being challenged to improve. If they're just doing the status quo, then of course they're going to look bad because everyone's saying, you know, well, you know, John does his shows like this. Lee does his shows like this. Joe Perez does his shows like this. All the time we have people stepping up and doing better to take care of the athlete. I mean, one of the best things you can hear as a promoter is, hey, I'm coming back. I love the way you treat the competitors. That's an awesome feeling as a promoter because that's what it's all about. When Jack was hearing that, like John was saying when we were up there, it made me feel so good to hear competitors talking about, you know, they want to do this show next year because he took such good care. I mean, took care of them that they couldn't help but feel like, hey, that we matter. And isn't that what everybody wants in life? That's
Exactly. And I just to tag on to that, and then I know we've got some more questions we need to get to, but, you know, also you have new promoters jumping into the game all of the time, just as Jonathan was attesting to. I mean, at least three minimum that we are at least aware of just in the Midwest, and I'm sure that's the case in other places as well. So, you know, if it truly were dying, you wouldn't see this interest that we have from new individuals who have never been a promoter before wanting to step in and be part of the excitement. And I do think it's true that this is a time of the game where the promoters are pushing the bar. And just as Jonathan said, you know, he's taking in feedback and input, and if he needs to find a better venue, then that's what he's going to do, and that's what he's done. And so I think the promoters are pushing each other to continue to provide a better product. And as long as you have that going on, there's always going to be the opportunity for improvement. And, you know, discontent is not always a negative sign. It means you have people who care and they're wanting to see things improve, as long as it's constructive. Maybe I shouldn't call it discontent. I'll call it criticism. Constructive criticism. And I truly believe that's part of what we have going on too. We've got some things we need to fix, no doubt, but that's only to make us stronger, not because we're in fear of disappearing altogether. So I think that's all I've got to say about that. So with that, we have lots of folks, Jonathan, interested in knowing more about the NPC, which is the Natural Peoria Championships, not the other NPC. Sam wants to know the dates of your show and the categories that you're going to be offering, and will it be a pro show or just a pro qualifier?
Well, it's October 28th, and the way, if they're listening right now and they have access to their computer while they're listening, they can go to the website. It's www.nganpc, all one word, no spaces or anything, nganpc.com. That's my show website. And before I forget, I would like to mention, I'm glad you brought that up, I would like to mention I have a survey that I was just chatting with Leif Anderson today about this, actually. We're trying to, you know, as a Midwestern, as a group of promoters in the Midwest, we're trying to make sure that we're offering an adequate number of pro shows in addition to an adequate number of amateur shows in the Midwest, and we want to make sure we basically schedule those shows in a strategically advantageous way. So I created a quick survey today, which I am going to put at the link. It's actually on my website. So if you go to the www.nganpc.com website, my show website, if you go on the top of the menu bar across the top, you'll see take the survey. And click on that button, and that takes you, it says take our survey. Click on the take our survey link, and that takes you right to the quick four question survey. And all it is it basically asks you how many pro shows you would like to see across the Midwest, and just pick the number that you would like to see. And then the second question is, what time of the year would you like to see pro shows being offered? And it goes all the different months, basically from March to November, which are the main competition months of the year, of course. And just pick the months that you would like to see shows appear And then the third question is, what time of year would you prefer to see amateur shows? And just pick the months that you'd like to see amateur shows. And keeping in mind, all pro shows should be amateur shows as well. So, and then there's a second. The last question is a comment box. Number four is just type in any comments or suggestions you would like to offer up to improve the quality and competition experience for our shows. Then you click send message at the bottom, and it sends it directly to me. And I will download all of those responses into a spreadsheet and share those with all the other promoters that I'm working with. But that's just something that we just came up with today. And Leaf actually inspired me to produce this survey because him and I were talking about that. Those very topics related to how many shows we should have, how many pro and amateur shows we should have in this area. So I just thought to myself, well, how can I find this out? How can I basically take a poll on everybody? And I thought, I'll just put a survey on my website. So I just did that today, created the survey today, and it's live right now, so they can go to do the survey. It takes just a couple minutes. And I would appreciate if everybody would like, because we want your voice to be heard, obviously. We want everybody's voice to be heard. We want to know what everybody wants and what they would like to see. And we try to, we're trying to do everything we can to meet the needs of our competitors, because that's what it's all about. Those are our customers. As promoters, the competitors are what keep us all going. I tell you, the positive feedback I get from everybody for about my shows, and I get overwhelmingly positive feedback from everybody. And I tell you, it means the world to me, because, as a promoter, it's really nothing motivates you more than to hear good things back from people, and that's what it's all about. And I try to make, like my other fellow promoters out there, try to make the shows as good as we can. We run into a lot of challenges, a lot of roadblocks along the way, obviously. There's never roads without, speed bumps not in the road or potholes. There's potholes everywhere. We know that. So, but, we try to do the best we can. We try to improve on, previous shows. And so that's out there now. So I'd like to encourage everybody to provide the feedback. It's the chance for your voice to be heard and for us to be able to get your feedback and your input and try to meet your needs in this area, because we don't want to just be throwing shows out there willy-nilly and just, randomly putting shows out there. We want to have a systematic process by which we can offer new shows that everybody would be interested in competing in, obviously. We're not around here just to create a show just to say we have a show, but we want to make it something that people actually, want to compete in or participate in somehow, and we want to do things logically and things that are going to benefit everybody. So that's one thing.
We'll also post a link on Midwest Muscle, and if you guys don't catch it here on this show and you think about it later, just remember to check out Midwest Muscle, and you can connect back to the NGANPC dot, did you say com or org, John?
.com.
There you have it, .com. So it'll be in a couple different places for you to be able to find it. So, good, great, that's exciting, and I'm glad that you guys are taking that step to get that information. It's definitely, I think, a move in the right direction in providing more of what the athletes are looking for. Speaking of which, we have several listeners out there, Tim, Sam, Jessica, and a bunch of others. We're going to jump back to the calendar. They want to know how you guys go about picking athletes for the NGA calendar, and I guess if an athlete is interested, how can they apply?
Well, we actually had an actual email submission for the entries for the calendar selection process. We actually had, I made an announcement on, when was this? Back in May. It's been a while. Yeah, it was back a while ago.
Voted that well.
Well, I basically just announced it. I didn't really push it that hard this year because I had a lot of other stuff going on. But I did did make the announcement originally, I think earlier in the late springtime, sometime around May, I think it was. But anyway, you know, the contest was out there. Actually, for some reason, I didn't get hardly any response this time around. So I don't really have, the contest actually ended for the 2018 calendar already. And we didn't get enough people apply to get enough people in for an actual calendar to be produced for 2018 at the present time. But I can try it again. You know, I can try it again next year. The contest generally runs from around June, just in the summertime, from like June through August, basically. So if anybody out there is listening who wants to be in the calendar in a future year, you gotta get in on that contest by emailing your pictures, and the information will be posted again next year. But it'll be posted probably around May of next year, I would say. But the contest is gonna run from about June to August for the calendar for the following year. So it's kind of far in advance. So like I say, next year we've already passed the deadline for next year's calendar, but we will post again for the 2019 calendar next summer or next spring.
Okay. And when you say you're posted, are you talking about you're posting to your personal Facebook page or the NGA website, or where is this information going to be posted at?
Well, I'm going to, let's see. Actually, I think I'm trying to remember actually back to when we posted it in May. I can't remember if it was, sorry, I'm just responding to somebody. I don't remember off the top of my head where we posted it at this time. I thought it was, I think the NGA website, but I think we're going to have to post it across multiple. Actually, I thought I posted it on, I think I posted it on major forums like naturalbodybuilding.com. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? I think I posted it across a lot of different, I think I posted it across all the major bodybuilding forums like Great Lakes Natural Bodybuilding, Chicago Area Fitness Athletes, you know, the major Facebook forums. I posted it, I think, across all the major Facebook forums, but I think I only really posted it like once across all the forums. I should have posted it more, but I just, you know, I had a lot going on this year. I got insurance and investment practice I'm trying to get rolling on, and it's very time consuming, and I'm the only one right now that was actually doing the calendar project. So it's kind of, it didn't get as much attention as it should have gotten this year, put that way. But hopefully next year we'll be, you know, pushing it a little harder.
Well, gotcha. Well,
so
we'll
I
definitely
P4P.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I apologize for not promoting that this year very heavily.
Well, and you know, things like that happen, but I think I can speak for Kaylin when I say that P4P Real Talk will keep our eye on it, and I guess we're going to have to be ready to throw our names in the ring. Our hats in the
there
ring for the 2018 calendar. Kaylin, are you ready? Are you up for that?
I'm up for that.
Well, I'll make sure I tag you guys or whatever in the posting next year. We post it, make an announcement on across the forums, Facebook forums.
And who wouldn't want to see a little Kaylin Patterson beefcake in a calendar? Come on now.
Oh,
you know, you ladies out there are waiting. You're watching.
Right.
You want to see that.
Hey,
and, you know,
hey.
maybe we'll make this fun. Maybe we'll have a little vote again on, you know, which posing suit he should wear for his calendar submissions. You know, it could be P4P cotton candy blue or P4P fruit punch orange. Or it could be snickerdoodle brown, although we know he's run into some issues with the snickerdoodle brown suit because it blends so well with his tan, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yes. It looks
like he's not
wearing a suit at all.
here's an idea for you. You guys could always hit up Mr. Bolton and say, hey, why don't you produce a P4P calendar? You know, you could hit Mr. Bolton up on that one and say, hey, bounce that idea off of him and see what he says. I mean, maybe he'd be interested in doing the calendar for P4P, you know?
Maybe that's a good idea.
Sponsorship calendar for P4P is sponsored athletes are in P4P calendar. You know, that could be an option for you guys.
Yeah.
There you go. Sounds good.
Brainstorm.
Maybe it could be a joint production. You never know. We'll have to toss those ideas out there. See, guys, brainstorming. Just we love it. We love it when it happens. We love it when it happens. All right. All right. Sorry, guys. I digress. Getting back to our questions. John, Donna wants to know how much support you get from the NGA to help in promoting your event.
Quite a bit, actually. We have Andy and Fran Bastino, the president and vice president of the NGA, they do a tremendous amount of work when it comes to social media promotion of all their promoter shows. They blast out, like, on a daily basis, announcements of shows on Facebook, and they have the Natural Magazine, the NGA Natural Magazine, that they produce. I believe it's quarterly. I think it's quarterly now, pretty much. And so they actually will put show posters in that. They'll be posting on Facebook. In fact, they just posted just the other day. They just posted all the monthly shows coming up for October. All the shows, you know, on the NGA calendar, they have on the NGA schedule, I should say, for the month of October. You know, they have on the NGA website, they have all the shows for the year for the NGA posted on the actual NGA website. And I mean, they give us a tremendous amount of support on Facebook when it comes to, you know, shows that are coming up, and they get the word out quite a bit. Fran does, you know, handles the social media stuff, but they're constantly sharing and posting about NGA shows on Facebook. It's all the time. So, and tagging, they tag all the promoters. Every time they do that, they tag all the promoters, you know, and that takes a lot of work. I know you guys, I'm sure you guys know how much work it takes to type in 50 to 100 tags on every single posting. It's not easy to do that. Very time consuming. You can't just copy and paste 100 tags, you know, into a posting. You know, do more manually.
So true. Oh my.
Be nice if you could, though.
I'm going to piggyback what John is saying, because one of the things they do that's really great is the newsletter that they put out, but also they'll tackle the tough questions. They'll tackle the complaints against a certain show. If it's NGA related, anything, Andy and Francine make a point where they're involved in dealing with the solution, not just taking all the accolades for the successes. But if something goes wrong, they dive right in as well. And that's what you call great support, because they could leave the promoter on an island and you know, leave them to themselves. But they don't do that. They jump right in, and they're not basically defending what they've done. They're trying to find out what went wrong and a way to get a solution to it. And I can harken back to when Melissa Johnson was unhappy with the way a show had turned out. And Andy jumped right in, and he wanted to know exactly what she was talking about so he could address it in a way that would be, you know, improvement going forward. So you have to really love that kind of mentality, and you know that, you know, basically he's got your back. So, John, I'll let you finish what you were saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I kind of lost track of where I was actually with that. I think I was talking about how Fran posts. You know, Fran posts on a daily basis of upcoming NGA shows, and she tags like up to the maximum number of, you know, people in each post, which is, I think, 99, I guess. I don't think I've ever tagged that many people in one post. I think that's the most I've ever seen her tag, is like 99 or something like that. So, but that takes a lot of time. It's a lot of work, you know, and running an organization is, especially the one the size of the NGA, is a monumental task, to say the least. It's not an easy thing to do because, you know, over 100 shows a year now and growing. So, you know, the NGA is blown up. So, yeah, I mean, they do a good job. They do the best they can, and they just dealt with that hurricane that came through Florida, which everybody's very keenly aware of. And they were out of power for a couple of days. They lost power from that storm.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, so that didn't help any, obviously. So, it's getting harder and harder. It's getting to be more and more work for them, you know, to run the organization, and more shows coming on board every year. And the NGA Natural Mags, you know, a big part of their daily you know, a weekly responsibility, getting the content ready to go for that and having their graphic artist do the layout for the magazine and everything and get it published every quarter or whatever. It's a lot of work. So hats off to them. They do a bang-up job. So.
Yeah, definitely. And just to tag on to that, I mean, hats off to Andrew and his entire staff. They, I mean, very accessible. Very accessible. If I've ever had a question or wanted to connect with someone, you know, very Johnny on the spot in getting back and returning phone calls. And I have to say, Andrew, how old is Andrew this year? He is...
I'm not real sure, to be honest with you.
70?
I don't even know.
Well, in his 70s, yeah. I wanted to say late 70s, but I didn't want to, you know, speak out of turn.
You don't want
but
to. You don't want to age
and,
him before
and sharp
time.
As a tack. Sharp as a tack. Yeah. I know, and he's been in there. I mean, he can recall conversations he had with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. Sharp as a tack, and he'll be the one who calls you back. I mean, really, that's love that about him.
Yeah,
and,
not only will he call you back, he'll call you in the first place. I mean, he loves to talk on the phone. He's a talker. So
He does. He will get on the phone faster than, you know, and even Facebook Messenger. So I have to give him that, too. Late 70s, with it enough, he manages Facebook Messenger enough to say, call me so we can talk. But he still responds.
No.
So I'm totally on it. So I know we want to continue the Andy Love Fest, but I got to take us back to Sam's question. For your show, Jonathan, she had asked what categories you were going to be hosting. Can you give us a quick rundown on that?
Yes, I'm sorry. I accidentally missed that. I remember you saying that before. So I'm actually offering debut classes across the board, so debut bikini model, debut figure, women's physique, women's bodybuilding, men's physique, men's classic physique, men's bodybuilding. I'm offering, those are all debut classes, and I'm offering the same classes in the novice division across the board as well, and also the open classes, pro qualifier classes. And I'm offering a couple other new ones this year. Well, the transformation was around last year. That was new last year. Transformation division is for anybody who's had a drastic weight loss event in their life, and they managed to drop like 50 pounds or more. They can submit before and after, well, before pictures, and then they can show the after on stage. But that's something that we had last year, but we're bringing it back again this year. But something brand new this year, the only brand new thing this year that I didn't have last year is the Halloween division. Since my show is actually a couple days before Halloween, I thought it was fitting to actually offer a co-ed Halloween division. So all men and women who choose to participate, it's a no-cost class. It's completely free. As long as you have a paid entry in another division, it's a completely free. Same thing with transformation. I don't charge anything. A transformation class, you get an award for both of those, and there's no charge to compete in those classes. And the Halloween division is open to all men and women who have some sort of costume they would like to wear. And it's kind of anything goes. You know, it's carte blanche. You know, whatever they want to wear, they can wear. There's no restrictions, no limitations, as long as they're not naked or, you know, nothing but body paint on, you know, something. You know, obviously it's got to be tasteful and family oriented. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's pretty much anything goes for the Halloween division. I thought that would be a fun addition this year. And but yeah, so I'm offering debut classes across those, all of the major categories, and then also novice across all the major categories, bodybuilding physique, you know, bikini model, bikini, you know, bikini, regular bikini, figure, women's physique, women's bodybuilding. I don't traditionally get very many women's bodybuilders, if any. I just haven't had the turnout for that class over the years. But, you know, I do offer all the major classes along with the bikini model class, which is something that we, you know, NGA hasn't had for very long. It just came out with like a year or two ago, and I just offered it last year for the first time. Gave out a couple pro cards in bikini model last year, actually. Ashley Noland and Cassie Little got their pro cards at my show last year in Bikini Model. And Ashley Noland is actually coming back, and she's actually registered for the pro. I actually offer a pro bikini model actually at my show, which, you know, hopefully we'll get a turnout for. I don't know. There's not a lot of pro bikini model girls that have gotten their pro card in bikini model yet, so it's not. It remains to be seen how big of a turnout I'm going to get for that class. But I do have. I actually am offering 4 pro classes: pro bikini, pro figure, pro men's bodybuilding, and pro bikini model. And we'll see what we get as far as registrations on those. It's still early yet, and I still could have a lot of late entries. But, you know, I offer, let's see if I missed anything here. I've got Bikini Open, Bikini Model Open, Masters. I got Masters Bikini 35+, Figure Open, Masters Figure 35+, Masters Figure 40+, Masters Figure 50+, Women's Physique Open, Women's Bodybuilding Open, Women's Masters Bodybuilding 35+, Men's Physique Open, Men's Classic Physique Open, Men's Bodybuilding Open, and then I've got this Men's Masters Bodybuilding 40, 50, and 60+. So that rounds out the pro qualifiers. So I try to offer something for everybody, and especially, like I said, with the debut classes for first-timers. I get a lot of first-time competitors in my shows over the years. It's been a common thing every year to get a lot of first-time people that, coming into my show, which, you know, the way to keep the sport growing, obviously, is to bring in fresh blood, you know, bring in fresh people every year, because you can't just keep recycling all the veterans every year in a show and expect to grow the sport, right? So you got to bring in new people. So I'm trying to encourage, you know, debut competitors, and that's the lowest cost class. I'm like, $29. You can compete in debut
wow.
for $29. So, and like I said, Halloween and Transformation are free. If you signed up for a paid class, you know, you could theoretically do up to 3 classes for $29. You could do debut bikini, for instance, and you could do Transformation if you've lost over 50 pounds, and you could do the Halloween division. You could do all 3 of those for $29. So where else are you going to go to a show and compete in 3 different classes for $29? I don't think you're going to find another show that you can do that in. So, you know, so I do offer a lot of variety there. Try to make it to where it's affordable for just about anybody. Hopefully that answers the question about what I'm offering.
Oh, I mean, and you're definitely right. You do have something for everybody. And, you know, it's all coming back to me now, because I remember having this conversation during our last interview with you about the introduction of the debut category and how I was impressed with that. So, and then just talking the differences between novice and debut, where debut is for first timers, and I believe novice is for any competitor who has not placed better than third place. Is that correct?
Right, top 3. Top 3
okay.
in open class. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, okay,
yeah.
It's coming back to me now. I remember.
Yep, and you remember, I'm sure you remember having the discussion about Transformation, because I remember last year you commented on the Transformation, how excited
yep.
you were about the Transformation class, too. I remember you
I was.
Commented on that. And you also
I was.
I remember you commenting on the fact that I offered pro bikini too, because you said that was exciting that I offered pro bikini. I remember you commented on that also, because not every show offers.
I
that,
did.
So. Like I said, I'm offering pro bikini model. It remains to be seen who I'm going to get for that, but I am offering pro bikini model, which is extremely rare, because that is a new. There aren't that many shows offering, you know, 4 pro classes, and it's not easy to do, but we don't know for sure who's going to sign up yet, but we still got 6 weeks, so we'll see,
see
who we get.
Yep. And you're making the opportunity available. Now, can you tell us the difference between bikini and bikini model? What is the difference between those 2 categories?
Right, and that's actually, I remember you asking me that last year too, but yeah, the difference is, and there's a lot of people out there that don't understand about the bikini model class, and I'm trying to get the word out on that. I'm trying to grow that division. I think that's going to be a major growth area for us over the coming years, because, you know, and being a bikini competitor yourself, you know, your bikini classes are some of the biggest classes at a lot of these shows anyway, but just
yep.
the bikini model part of it, Yeah, I mean, with adding the bikini model, basically it just takes a bikini girl and just adds a costume to the their suit. So they can wear, like, a lot of girls like to wear, like, angel wings. Like Ashley Nolan came in last year looking like some kind of zombie slash creepy clown warrior chick. You know, Cassidy Little came in like an Indian girl last year. They both looked phenomenal, looked adorable, and they both ended up, you know, battling it out for first place. They both got a pro card in the model class. It was really exciting to watch. And, you know, a lot of girls go for the wings. Wings are very popular. You know, you can have an infinite number of configurations on your costume, you know, with wings and different colored wings. You can have golden wings, you can have black wings, you can have white wings, you know, you can have small, you can have large, you can have all different sizes, you know, whatever you want, you know, and you can have, you know, your suit match wings, or you can have, you know, stuff not look, you know, be the same color, but it just depends on what you want to do. I mean, you can pretty much anything goes pretty much on the bikini model, and those costumes are not cheap. I mean, just like, you know, any female posing suit, you know, bikini and figure suits are very expensive, of course, but in the bikini model, costumes can be rather expensive. If you go out and buy a professionally made, you know, costume, you know, those can be pretty high dollar, but which is, can be discouraging to some people who, you know, are on a budget, tight budget or whatever, and can't afford, you know, to spend $1,000 on a set of wings or whatever. I mean, you don't have to pay that much, but I mean, you can get them a lot cheaper than that. But, you know, the costumes can be pretty elaborate, pretty flamboyant, you know, but it's exciting. It's a fun class. It really is. And I think it fits perfectly with my show being a Halloween-themed show, with having a new Halloween division that I'm offering for the first time. And I think I'm probably going to keep that Halloween division from here on out, actually. I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner, actually, because I had a couple competitors actually comment on my show being so close to Halloween. They're like, you know, it's a Halloween show. You know, and it never really kind of sunk in when the first time I heard somebody say that. But, you know, they're exactly right. You know, I mean, I'm so close to Halloween. Why not make it a Halloween show? You know, why not? You know, it should be a Halloween show if it's so close. It's a couple days away, right? So, So I should have a Halloween division. Really, you know, you think about it. So it was a logical thing to do. It made sense. And I think it's going to be a big hit this year. So we'll see. If people get, like I say, it's a free division to compete in. They can wear whatever costume they want. And I'm offering awards for those top three. And if I get enough, if I end up getting, say, five or more women or five or more men, I'll break it up into men's and women's divisions and split it up and give out, you know, awards for top three in each category, because I don't know if I'm going to get that many. You know, if I only get like five total, men and women combined, I'll probably just keep it to one class and give out top three for, you know, make it a co-ed class. But if I get, you know, enough people sign up, I may split it up into men's and women's, you know, Halloween divisions instead. So we'll see how it goes, but it's, you know, still kind of early yet. But
all right, folks, well, you heard the man. Get signed up.
That's right. Have some fun with it.
There you go.
Exactly.
And before we get too far gone, I want to touch on this. I'm hearing some feedback. Who is
it? Yeah, I'm not sure.
But okay, what I wanted to talk about is, you know, when we're talking categories, and there's so many people that we're saying that might be an issue with natural bodybuilding, but I have to basically disagree, simply because we're talking about natural athletes, and all physiques are different, and that's why they're so important and so crucial to be on stage to show the average individual in the audience that fitness is attainable in all shapes and sizes, and I love that diversity. And I don't think it's taking away from the industry to basically grow the sport by growing the categories, because you have people that are so unique with their structures and their bodies and their abilities. So when you have somebody that's basically massive on stage, there's a person in the audience saying, you know, I can never look like that. Or if you have this person that's incredibly lean and shredded, and you have the person in the audience says, I can never look like that, there's a category that basically fits that person. and the industry will grow and the competitors will grow, but they'll also grow into intricate categories that they actually fit and can sustain competing. And I think that's what's important for the growth of the sport, because like John said, without the competitors, where would we be? So if we're doing it with the competitor in mind, shouldn't we do it where they can come back next year instead of having them do 1 year bust and disappointment and never come back? So, you know, I think we need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and see that there's nothing wrong with the industry other than the self-check on egos and pride. But it is being addressed. There's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of things going on that are good. And we need to keep that in mind before we start preaching about the death of anything, because I don't know anybody that's full of life that would ever want to see something die or see someone die. So it just makes no sense that you have people basically making that the narrative, and we have to let that be the steering wheel of where we're going. We can basically get in an English car and put the steering wheel on the other side and drive the other way. How about that?
That's right. And I, like you said, Kaylin, I mean, we're trying to offer something for everybody. With the debut division, I get a lot of people say, well, you know, I've never competed before. I don't really want to go in there and be embarrassed or whatever. I say, well, don't worry about it. The debut class is where you need to be then, because if you're starting off for the first time, you don't know, you know, don't really know what to expect or whatever, and you're nervous, and everybody's always nervous, especially the first time, first show. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I draw a lot of first-timers at my shows, because, you know, I do, you know, I offer the debut class, and I say, hey, you know, don't feel like you have to come in looking super lean, looking super, super massive or whatever. You know, you can come in, you know, make your amateur debut, just give it a try. And I got some people that are signed up for just nothing but debut. I mean, I have people, literally, a couple people just signed up for a debut, and that's it. That's all they're doing. It's $29, and they're in for a debut, and they're there. That's it. That's all they're doing. And that's fine. I mean, if that's what they want, that's what we're here for, is to try to offer something for everybody. And if they want to do – and I not every promoter allows unlimited crossovers, but I don't really put a limit on crossovers. I don't really care if they want to do more crossovers. They can do as many classes as they want to do as long as it works for them, you know. Then they can work it out. They can pull it off, you know. I need to make sure I can try to arrange the class order in such a way that it doesn't conflict, you know, it doesn't put somebody in a position where they can't cross over into multiple divisions because, you know, they don't have time to change their suit from, you know, the classic physique to bodybuilding or whatever, change your posing trunks or give them time, or bikini model will go from a regular bikini to put her costume. We got to have a good time to put her costume on so she come back out on stage again. I don't want to bunch everybody up to where they don't have time to change their outfit, you know, and time to get back on stage. So I got to figure all that out. Yeah, it gets a little complicated sometimes, but, you know, but I'm trying to offer something for everybody and not put somebody in a position where they have to spend, you know, a couple hundred dollars to compete if they don't want to for one class. They can just do a $29 class, and they can actually do a $29 debut class, and they can do a free Halloween class on top of it, and a free transformation class. And you can do three classes for $29, you know, if they meet the criteria for transformation, of course. But so, you know, I try to make it so it's not intimidating. It doesn't scare anybody away. You know, it's not easy to appeal to the first timer, because first timer, a lot of times they don't know anything about bodybuilding. You know, they think Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, they think, you know, oh man, I'm not a bodybuilder. You know, I can't do a bodybuilding show. It's like, well, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. You know, it's not just that one genre or whatever. There's a lot of different aspects to it, you know? So yeah, we're trying to offer, you know, I think we're trying to offer something for everybody, coming out with new stuff, changing it up, you know, kicking it up a notch here and there where we can, and, you know, trying to give people what they need and what they want, you know? So that's what the survey is designed to put the survey together and try to offer people enough pro shows, the right times of the year, scheduled amateur shows at the right times of the year so that people are, you know, because everybody wants to compete. Not everybody wants to compete in the spring. Some people want to compete in the fall, vice versa, you know, that kind of thing. So we want to make sure we have enough pro shows, the right times, so that we can meet everybody's needs, you know, and not have to, I mean, I'm not discouraging anybody from buying four or five different membership cards of four or five different organizations, but if that's what they want to do, more power to them. But I don't want somebody to have to do that. If we can offer them enough shows in the Midwest to where a person can buy an NGA card, for example, and they can compete in 5 or 6 different shows if their heart desires to do that in 1 year, which I would never have thought to do. You know, that's a tall order. But, I mean, if somebody wanted to compete in multiple shows in 1 year, you know, we want to be able to offer those shows so people have that option and they can pick and choose what they want when they want, you know. So that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to make sure we have everything that everybody wants and offer, you know, something for everybody. So.
Okay. There's a lot there. So lots to think about, folks. John, last listener question for the evening. This one's directed definitely to you. The listener wants to know if you have any plans to make a return to the stage.
At this time, I would say no. I don't really have any desire to do that right now. I'm actually enjoying, believe it or not, I actually enjoy promoting more than I ever did competing, but I get that question once in a while. But I mean, I just feel like, you know, for me, you know, everybody's different, but for me, you know, I feel like I had a much bigger impact when I got into promoting. I don't really feel like I had much of an impact on anybody when I was competing, and I didn't, you know, compete for very long, but I just feel like I can have a much bigger impact on the sport by promoting, and I enjoy promoting, and I don't have to go through the diet to promote. you guys are keenly aware. I don't have to tell you guys how hard it is to go through a prep diet. And I went through one with one of the best coaches in the industry, Cliff Wilson. We all know who Cliff Wilson is. And I had the honor of working with Cliff on the show that I ended up getting my pro card at, which thanks to him, because I wouldn't have if it hadn't been for him. But he drugged me through his routine, and I followed it to a T, and it paid off big time. But it was hell, quite frankly. It was hell going through it. He had me getting up at 2 a.m. to drink Gatorade and all kinds of crazy crap, which I still to this day don't understand why I was doing half the stuff I did. But he had a method to his madness, and it worked. So that's all I can say about that. But I appreciate the question, but I honestly don't have any plans to compete at this point. I mean, who knows? That could change. But I'm just enjoying and promoting, and I think having a bigger impact doing that anyway. So.
All right, very good. Woo! Been a great show, guys. Lots of information there. We covered a lot of topics tonight. Remember, nganpc.com to find out more information about Jonathan's show. Be sure to check out for the link for the survey. We'll also post that at midwestbustle.com. And with that, we are totally out of time. I'm pretty sure we're over time. I hope we're still on the air. Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we get cut off. Sometimes the system rolls along with us. So it's always a surprise, but I'm feeling pretty confident you're still with us. So with that, Kaylin, any last-minute thoughts?
I have a thought about Snickerdoodle.
I'm sure you do. Go ahead and shout it out.
Snickerdoodle is Snickerpoodle. Yeah.
So... hashtag chocolate way for the win. Had to get that out there. On behalf of Jonathan, Kaylin, myself, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With Snickerdoodle.